Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell and Lady Aset Isis, and we're so happy that you're joining us today. The show that you're listening to is called Wicca and Witchcraft with Reverend Dr. Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis, and myself, Karen Marie Campbell. Now, before we begin the show, I have requested that Isis call in the Four Corners, or some people call them the Watchtowers. So, Isis, if you can go ahead and lead us into that, and then if you can explain to us why we're doing that, I would appreciate that.
No problem. And I apologize for my voice. It's an allergy. I hope you can understand me.
I can understand you.
Okay, good. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the east, ye lords of the air, we do summon, call, and stir thee up to witness our right and to guard our circle and to be with us during the show. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the south, ye lords of fire, I do summon, call, and stir thee up to witness our rights and to guard the circle and to take care and protect our show. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the west, ye lords of water, I do summon and call thee up to witness our rights and to guard the circle and our radio show. Ye lords of the watchtowers of the north, ye lords of earth, I do summon, call, and stir thee up to witness our rights and to guard the circle and our radio show. So mote it be.
So mote it be. So thank you so much, Isis. And
no
I'm
problem.
Just going to let everyone know that and welcome you to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is an online metaphysical resource center for your spiritual journey. So make sure you visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. This site is dedicated to your awakening. We're simply here to support you in your awakening process. We support in several ways in coaching you. If you wanted to be coached into the Ifa Yoruba Nigerian spirituality, metaphysical, spiritual, or transformational coaching or spirit coaching, and I am a licensed practitioner of religious science, and Isis is a doctorate of metaphysics. She's also a Wiccan arch priestess of the Egyptian Mystery School. So we can support you in any way you like. The purpose of these shows is to educate people and take fear out of what's called Wicca and witchcraft today. So, Isis, I'm a student of yours, and I'm very blessed to have you in my life. And you have over five covens in New York. So I just want you to talk to us a little bit today, because as I'm learning, I want to share it with the audience. Now, we're going to only discuss the basics here. Anything outside of the basics, you can gladly call Isis. She's an expert. And Isis, what phone number can they reach you at?
Okay, it's 702-409-0919.
Perfect, and then we'll repeat that again and later on. So Isis, if you could just tell us the history of Wicca and witchcraft, because there seems to be a confusion around it. So the purpose of the show is to educate people, because I know in the beginning when I first learned about it, it was very negative what I was exposed to.
Right.
Based on what other people were telling me. Notice, it wasn't my experience, it was what other people were telling me. And as I started to educate myself, mainly through your support, I started to understand the value of this religion, because it is a religion. I want to make it very clear.
Correct.
It is a religion. And so I'm going to take a step back now, Isis, and you could talk about what is Wicca and what is witchcraft. First, start with that.
Okay. And this is just my opinion, you know. People may differ from me, which is fine. But I equate Wicca and witchcraft as one, because we all do the same rituals, healings. We acknowledge the seasons, the equinoxes, and it's a very, very old, old religion. It's over 10,000 years old. Excuse me. And it's been proven by scientific gentlemen that, yes, the first book was female. They found it in a cave. I don't know, I forget what country, okay? But they found it in a cave, and they saw the religious writings, and among all those religious writings was a female goddess. So the first god was female, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but fact is fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, like with my people back home, or anybody even here, you know, they all feel they gotta follow protocol. We don't have protocol. As long as you follow the basic tenets of witchcraft and Wicca, you're fine. You're so afraid
so what
of
are
making
the
a
basic...
mistake. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what are the basic tenets, Isis?
Okay. First, above all and everything, we have the law. I won't read the whole law or anything because it would be a while. But it goes as, do as ye will shall be the whole of the law, and it harm none. That covers everything. That covers
mm-hmm.
everything. You don't need any more than that. You got to
mm-hmm.
follow that. You got to honor the deity system, the god and goddess.
Right.
You, mm-hmm. you have to honor and follow the seasons, okay?
Right.
Which is very important because each season represents something to us. Like with me, that I'm the archpriestess in the Egyptian mysteries. December 21st, in the ancient, now I'm not talking about the modern, I follow all the ancient, is the birth and the conception of Horus, okay, which is done in ritual within an Egyptian mysteries coven. Okay, so that's something that we as the Egyptian priestesses and priests of Isis, this is what we do. We take it out of the Book of the Dead.
Great explanation.
And as far as calling in the quarters, the gates, the watchtowers, whatever you want to call it, that is calling in protection to keep the negative energies out sacred space and only allow the positive energies in. Because when you're working anything, you want to be protected. I don't care how positive it is. You still need that protection. Can you
right.
honor the code?
Right. And then it's my understanding also that, like anything else, if one approaches it with deep respect and is very clean in your mind, heart, and spirit, that whatever it is that you're working with, whether it's the five elements, whether it's herbs, whether it's salt, you should always be as pure a heart, because if you're not, it will affect whatever it is that you're trying to do, because energy is energy and it will be touched on all those things that you're touching. However you're feeling is now transposed to those things. Is this that correct?
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, Karen. My God, I bet you could teach me a few things.
I'm still learning. You're my teacher.
Well, as far as the angels, energy was never created and never will be destroyed. It's been there, it is there, and it will always be there. And like you said, when you come into this religion, you got to be serious because you're actually giving up the other religion that you were brought up in. And with that, you're going to feel all types of emotions like guilt, fear, whatever the feelings that come up is all a part of this transformation from one religion to another.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aisha. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
I'm glad you said something about guilt because that's what I feel. A lot of people have guilt around working with Wicca and witchcraft because there's been such a bad reputation associated
exactly.
with it, including the symbol, the pentacle. And
right.
for some reason, it gets associated with satanic worship, when in fact, Wicca and witchcraft, they don't believe in Satan. So how can you worship something you don't believe in? So can you talk about that?
Of course. Now, as far as the Satanist goes, okay, I saw an interview with LaVey's daughter. I can't remember her first name, but she made a good point. All right, and I defend all religions as long as, you know, they're positive or they're doing good even for themselves. They don't worship Satan. That's a misconception, okay? The same way we don't, because we don't believe in a Satan, and neither do they. What they do, okay, is they acknowledge what he represents, self-indulgent, do what you will as long as you're happy doing it. It's selfish, selfish, selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there's no sacrificing in true Satanism. Because to sacrifice something, you've got to have a deity system. They don't have one. So
mm-hmm.
I just like to get that across. Because as we're witches, so are Satanists getting a bad rap.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Even they're getting a bad rap.
Yes, even them. You know, like when you hear people saying, oh, they killed a cat or they killed a dog. This is a Satan. No, they don't do that. They are the children and they also are the animals. And I know a lot of people don't know this. And the same way with witches. Okay, and when you come into this religion, you gotta come in full-hearted, dedicated. You have to have sincerity, and you gotta be beyond reproach. This is what's important.
Right, and being beyond reproach, it also means not judging others, not
exactly.
trying to force your will on someone else, because we all have free
right.
will. And
right.
I wanted to get across, the reason why I like doing these shows is because I wanted to get across the holistic part of being Wicca, like working with the nature, working with the holidays. So can you talk a little bit about that for us, like the different Sabbaths and what do they represent?
Okay, well, the most important Sabbath for witches is everybody knows is Samhain or Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Halloween was originally created whereas the children will go out and destroy things on Halloween night. Okay, then they had to ban it because of such violence. But then when it came to the United States, okay, it was a children's holiday. But then the adults got involved with that holiday, and now everybody celebrates it. Now, there's different reasons why you wear, you know, costumes, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you how I was brought up and what I was taught in. The costumes and the masks that you wear, there's two reasons why you wear the mask. To ward off any demons that may be out that night, because that's the night of the veils that are the thinnest. Okay? Also, the reason why you wear costume is because this is our new year. That means we are wanting a good year to come. So if I dress like a millionaire, that means I'm putting that energy out for the year to come. If I'm dressing as the dead, okay, which a lot of them do, they dress as vampires, which is cute, but they got to know, okay, the history behind the costumes. The spring equinox, you celebrate the coming of plants, the coming of your vegetables, your planting, and you're enjoying the sun. Okay, the same thing with Yule. Now, Yule, okay, is on the 21st of December, on or about. And with Yule, the reason why people who don't know this decorate their trees with lights is because it's a celebration of the light coming back. Because after December 21st, Yule, every day gave them a minute of daylight. And in the ancient days, okay, they didn't kill the trees like we do today. They actually took the trees and they took them root and all. When the holiday was over, Yule, they replanted that tree. We didn't burn it. We didn't destroy it. It was put back into nature. And the lights on the tree, in the ancient days, were used as candles, not the lights that you got today. It was candles. And that's the celebrating of the lights, the light that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But our holidays are pure. We equate everything with the earth and nature. Because without nature, man can't exist. And we know this. And a true witch knows this. And a true witch will never, ever do anything to harm the earth. I mean, I've ridden in a car with you, Carrie, if you remember. And we both saw somebody that threw a cigarette out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That got me. You know, I smoke, and I would never put it out on the ground. I'd sooner carry it with me. Okay? That's disrespectful to the earth.
Right. And I know in the religion of Wicca, there is always a celebration and a humbleness surrounding the earth. Can you talk about the earth and the relationship with the earth and the moon in the Wicca religion?
Okay, well, we look at the moon as a representative of the goddess because the moon is mysterious and magical, okay? And without the moon, life can't exist. Neither can the earth, okay? The moon is very, very important to the salvation of all on the planet. And we don't worship the moon. We celebrate the moon, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's like worshiping a pot. You don't do that. You love the pot for what it does, what it represents,
mm-hmm.
but you don't bow down to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the moon. We honor the moon. It's equated with the goddess. It doesn't matter. All goddesses are the one goddess. That's just how you look at her. And the god is the sun. Now, without the sun, the same thing. We can't survive without these two stars or planets, whatever you want to call them, because the earth will not be able to function. And if the earth can't function, then we can't function.
Right.
And that's why everything is equated with nature, science, because there's a lot of scientific things within witchcraft, okay? As far as the seasons goes, as far as energy goes, you know, portals go and all of that. So this is what, witchcraft isn't all spells and black magic and magic. No, 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 no. Anybody can do those things. You don't have to be a witch to do that.
And I'm grateful because within this radio show, for anyone listening to the show, I just gave an abundant candle spell, which includes a green candle, cinnamon oil, vanilla extract, and a large coin. And we have it posted. If you go to the Spirit Within You blog talk, you can see it there. If you're on the Facebook, you can see it there. If you want support on how to use these items, Spirit Within You has them on the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Boutique online. We can support you with the items. We just want to make sure that when you approach anything that you have fear around it, we want to just remove the fear. Because as I follow different philosophy and religion, the one thing that I appreciate about Wicca is there's a place for the goddess, the feminine divine. It's so perfect in Wicca, the way it's structured as a religion for the feminine divine to be present, to be herself. So can you talk about that, Isis?
Well, the goddess, okay, excuse me, this stupid, oh, Lord. Okay, and I say Lord because Ra is my Lord, so don't get confused. Now, like anything else, Karen, within religion, okay, everybody, like with the Catholicism, they got their saints, okay? In Hinduism, they got their Buddhas, okay? So we also have our pantheon also. And what she represents, okay, which is so strong, that's why, no offense to anybody, I can't just worship one without the other. You need that balance. And we mm-hmm. do that with the god, okay? And the goddess, mm-hmm. like Isis, okay, considered the goddess of 10,000 names. She's considered the goddess of magic because her uncle, Jehudi, okay, taught her all her magic and got even more magic when she found out the true name of Ra. So we honor that. We respect that. But we don't abuse it, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we also believe what out comes back. And the goddess will make sure of that because it's our punishment. We get punished here on earth. So we right. all can go to the Summerlin.
Thank you, Isis. I don't believe there's such a thing as hell either. At this point in the show, do you have your cards, Isis? I'd like you to post three cards. Do you have them?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, you want to pull the three cards?
All right, let me shuffle. Okay. Now this reading, who's ever listening, you may connect with one of these cards. If you do, then this reading is for you. Okay. And the moon. Okay, it deals with the female aspect of anyone, male or female, doesn't matter, both have male and female energies. Okay. The cards are telling me someone is very nurturing. They don't know how to live without being good and kind and nurturing to others. But it costs them physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. Okay, and with the moon, okay, the moon is mystical, the moon is magic, okay, but the moon has a lot of secrets, okay, and the secrets are something that you're going to delve into, divulging, in order to get what you need to know, because there's something out there that you need to know. And also, whoever this person is, it could be a male or female, all right? They're working so hard for their money, they feel they're not making enough. That they got to take a step back, and they got to analyze their life. Because and the moon represents your emotion. So lately, you've been emotional, all right? okay. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. The number equated with it is the 18. Now, if you take 18 and you do it numerology-wise, it comes to a 9, completion. So whatever you're doing that's in a positive light, you will complete. Now I'm going to draw a card. One card, and it's going to be for the month of May. Got to take that one. It fell out of my hand. Okay. Now, there's a Scorpio. Okay. And the Scorpio is very psychic, very emotional. But the Scorpio may have a little emotional upset this year. The Scorpio will bump up against somebody who's being ruled by Mars, just like them. Okay? But they got to learn to keep their emotions under control this year, because that's going to hinder their progress. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you, Isis. So if you're listening to the show and you wanted to learn more about Wicca, witchcraft, or how to work with your supplies, because we gave you a spell, an abundance spell, that's really relative. We'll always give you something to work with that's very simple, or what we call sympathetic magic. But I want to explain to you that when you're doing it, you must be pure at heart. You must be clean, because your energy will cancel out whatever the intention. For example, if you're doing an abundance spell and you're having the anxiety and the worries of not having enough, then that's what's being put in the candle and everything that you touch when you're creating that spell. So there's a whole purpose behind being very pure at heart and being very clear when you are dealing with magic. So if you need support, you can contact us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. There is a consultation tab there. You can sign up for a consultation with Isis or myself. If you need support, we have the supplies on our metaphysical boutique. We want you to be comfortable with working with Wicca, witchcraft, magic. It is an element of who you are. You have all the elements inside of you. You are the star. You are more than these human bodies. I want you to embrace them. I want you to welcome it in without fear. Rise up and understand who you are. And we are here to support you. We're doing the show the first Saturday of each month, and then the fourth Saturday of each month. So actually the third, so it's every other Saturday. So give us a call if you need support at 702-658-2257, or visit us at the web, www.thespiritwithinyou. You can send us a message. We can answer the questions for you. If you need any support, let us know. We appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate you dialing in. So if you have any questions, again, just shoot us an email at customerservice@thespiritwithinyou.com, or you can go on the website, www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and see the Metaphysical Boutique. Get your supplies. We can support you. Isis is always my mentor, my friend. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to all of you. See you at the next show.
Blessed be.
blessed be.